Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Cole Strange.
You didn't put him on his heels with that question. That was just a nice kind of softball.
I told you the way I do the snowball fight. That was the one I throw in the air while you look up at that one. I whiz one right at your face.
Lure him in. Oh, he's a nice guy. Oh, he's on my side.
I'm just glad to
and
people.
And then he gets, oh, so your career is basically over.
No, why do you suck?
No, I never said any of that. I think this is a you problem. Oh. You people hear what you want to hear instead of the actual words of the question.
It's we just know you, bud. You know, when we ask a question a certain way, we're like, oh, we know what he's really thinking. That's all. Thank God Cole Strange doesn't, or else he would have walked off the field, and we wouldn't have gotten an interview.
All right, I'll push back on that. Once. Your word was crossover. What could you have meant by, or a crossover, crossroads? What could
crossroads.
You, crossroads. Of what?
Is that not a fact? Do you not believe this is a crossroads in his career?
In his career?
Yeah.
Like full stop in his career.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I may believe that.
People
but you're
laughed
staring
when
at
he
the
was
guy
drafted in the first round.
The question.
Yeah. I thought it was a fair question.
Yeah, do you believe this is you're at the crossroads?
I didn't say it like that, did I? I just asked the question.
As you look up at him with your neck crinked.
Had I thought it was a pointed question, I may have asked it differently, but I just thought it was a normal, accurate, third-year Cole Strange.
You've been sucked up to this point, but now you're healthy.
Nope. He didn't hear that. Only you people heard that. That is
Sean
a you problem.
Sean McVay laughed at the Patriots for drafting you where they did. Did you agree with him? Because I certainly did.
All right. If you want to hear
he did. He laughed at you. I mean, I'm telling you.
It is the fact. Yeah. Are you telling me I'm wrong?
Cole, the truth is never mean. And if you missed our Cole Strange interview, you can go back on the Odyssey app, iHeart app, any of those places. It's on our socials, and you can see how little I look between Ted Johnson and Cole Strange, which I want to thank one of the more heady Twitch chat listeners for pointing out he's standing between two NFL players. Of course he looks little.
Yeah.
These are gladiators of modern times. I'm just an average size man over here.
Yeah, but you look little on NBC Sports Boston, though, too, and those are just all regular people.
You used to look little, but then you drank every night, and now you're fat. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Damn. I lash out when I get back to 24. I'm just trying to get him a deal with Awaken 180. I think Stiz is going to be the next spokesman for Awaken 180.
Oh, I'm in on that. Would you do that?
I could or could not use it.
All right, Ted. So if I asked you, big picture takeaway, we heard your three-point stance. You're excited about the offense and what they're doing. But what were some of the other things that really jumped off the practice field for you today when you were down in Foxborough?
You know, the rookies. The rookies jumped out. I mean, if you, first, second, third, fourth rounders. I thought Drake May showed out. I thought there was a couple throws he missed.
Yep.
But I thought he looked pretty doggone good. Kyle Williams looked good. He was making plays. Jared Wilson and Will Campbell were both probably two of the stars of today's practice. I thought Will Campbell, Keon White, and I will say Keon looked, I thought, fantastic today. And that's kind of runs in line with what a lot of people are saying. But
did you see when he picked up the little running back?
One of those plays
where the play ended, and you know how everybody kind of stands up and hugs and nobody gives up? He literally picked up the running back and just started walking back with him. Yeah. I thought it was one of the more disrespectful things.
I think Keon's feeling it. I think he's feeling it. I think he likes the coaching staff. Yeah. I think he just looks locked in. But so
violence. They lured him in when Terrell Williams and then Milton Williams and Vrabel all started talking like violence, I think Keon White was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
You're
speaking
something.
My language. Yeah, we're on the same page. I'll fight for you. We're doing violence around here now. I'm ready to go.
But Barmore and Milton Williams both struggled against Jared Wilson.
Yeah, that's
not good. The third round offensive lineman out of Georgia. So I really liked what I saw from them. I saw plays that I want to see. So what is this offense going to look like? It's going to be different than when Tom Brady was here. Mm. I saw a lot of boots. I saw a lot of rollouts. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of play action, which I absolutely loved. I saw different elements of the offense. I saw the deep ball. I saw short to intermediate. I liked a lot of just the play action action that I was seeing.
Can I throw one more in there?
Go.
Down in the goal line, late 11-on-11, the first snap was a little speed option right pitch to the pylon. I was like,
how about that?
Josh is learning some things.
So people understand what Andy's saying. So it basically, you know, it's something you might see like, you know, Lamar Jackson do, you know, my boy there in Philly.
Jalen Hurts.
Yep. Like, so an RPO where you fake to the running back and then you either run it as the quarterback or you pitch it, like a triple option. Kind of either hand off, quarterback run, or you pitch it. He pitched it to Ramondre because he was about to get lit up, that being Drake May. Wide open, runs it right into the touchdown, into the goal line. If they can do plays like that, which they never did last year, oh, my goodness. So there's an element to the offense that it's not going to be as conservative as I was maybe anticipating. I saw audibles, which you didn't see that at all last year. I like the way they ran some of the drills. They didn't do just one-on-ones with the DBs and the wide receivers. They did two-on-twos. So that's really football. It's using one guy to distract you. So you got to be thinking as well as being good in your coverage. And so it tests those guys in a way that I hadn't really seen before. So I just like the drills. I like the whole operation. I like the young guys. And I'll tell you this, when it comes to Drake May's best throw, throw it up the right sideline or throw it up the left sideline. That just fade kind of route up the sideline.
Right in the bucket.
It is right in the bucket. And he had a nice little fade to on the 5-yard line to Javon Baker.
Yep.
They high pointed it, went up, caught it. So I like what I see from the offense. And, you know, it's the receivers. And the Patriots defense is a good defense, not a great defense, but this offense is competing with that defense, which I've seen in the past, this time, usually in the last 3 or 4 years, where the offense looks years behind the defense. That's not the case.
Can I wet blanket it now?
Go.
No, the only thing I would say.
That was fun while it lasted.
No, I agree with a lot of what he said. He didn't even mention the screen game the last couple days. We've seen a lot of different screens and things. I think there are the old cliche, like tools in your box to work with, your toolbox there. Yep. I think they have a lot more tools this year. I think Drake May has to be like, wow, I'm more competitive. I bring more knives to the knife fight. I bring more guns to the gunfight. The one thing I would just say about the competition is I'm really starting to not like the fact that Carlton Davis is never out there. Mm-hmm. And then you marry that up with whatever this hamstring is going to be with Christian Gonzalez. Yeah. And I think we could get a false reading on the wide receivers, the passing game, because you got Alex Austin and Bolt.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And these guys who are supposed to be like fourth and fifth corners are like
rotational players at best.
Yeah.
And then you zoom it out a little bit and you look at just the secondary as a whole, and Kyle Duggar had a myriad of issues last year, and as you were talking about, you know, hasn't had the greatest start to camp either.
Right.
So your secondary looking relatively secure, at least your first teamers going into camp, yeah, to your point, has been something where the wide receivers can take advantage. But Ted, to your point about the offense, it really does seem like, and again, this is just 1 week's worth of observations, Josh McDaniels is doing a nice job so far of adapting his offense to what he has in his quarterback, which is a guy that, as we talked about in the 2 o'clock hour, still has his issues making those easy passes in the pocket, just your 5 yard, 10 yard out, but is a guy that has a million and one different tricks up his sleeve, the athleticism that allows you to be creative. So let's get creative with our play calling and try to maximize his strength versus kind of pigeonhole him into something he's not great at yet.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And I think you have Stephon Diggs, the way he was playing today, I go, okay, he looked like he could have 85, 90 catches this year. You have a solid tight end group. I think even 1 through 3, of their tight ends.
Even Bell. Wow.
Bell had a nice tutty today, as they say on the streets.
There and you go.
You know what? You guys, no surprise. Travion Henderson, they're going to watch the toss sweeps and the screens to him. Him getting to the edge is going to be a pride. However you scheme, how do we scheme getting Travion Henderson to the edge? They're going to find a million different ways to do that. And he was, you talk about on some of the toss sweeps, just the outside stuff, zone runs. He's going to be hard to take down. And I thought Ramondre, people have been saying he's lost a lot. He looks good. He looks different than what he has in the past.
Yep.
So I'm kind of expecting a lot from that running back position. So it's like I feel like the running back, tight end, wide receiver group, even though it's not close to the best, it's an upgrade from where it's been.
It's definitely an upgrade. I feel better about that upgrade than I do the offensive line upgrade. I think there is a better chance. And I also think both groups will benefit from low expectations. Like, people think that this is a terrible wide receiver core. So if they go out there and they can just field three guys that are, I don't know, running the right routes, catching the ball when it's thrown to them, I don't know, not bitching about it post-game about the quarterback or whatever. Like, I don't know how much they have to achieve to appease us, to make us relatively happy with what's going on. And then I think the running back group is going to maybe be the best part of the offense. I'm on you with Ramondre Stevenson. He's definitely, I don't know if he's talked about it yet, about what he's done to his body, what weight he's lost, how he's changed his body. He's focused on ball security. He looks smaller and quicker. You mentioned the other day, Ted, even at his bigger size, he had a great jump cut. I think there's going to be a little more hop in his step this year. Travion Henderson could be good. And Gibson is he just gets overlooked. I think he's a guy that can make plays for you.
He's our best running back last year.
Right. Yeah. And now
very useful.
If we can get him to what he should be, like your third best running back behind Stevenson and Travion Henderson, I think you got a pretty good backfield that's going to contribute quite a bit in the ground and through the air.
Just to put it in perspective, and I heard Jonesy Keefe talk about this, and it was really, I liked that they highlighted this. And I think just to make our point even more profound, you look at who they started at wide receiver last year for the Bengals. Can you guess the wide receivers?
I can.
Who was starting against the Cincinnati Bengals week one at the wide receiver position last year?
I'm going to say at least two people who aren't here now and one that is.
That's right.
I'm going to say there was a Tyquan Thornton.
Two catches. Yep.
I'm going to say there was a KJ Osborne.
Three catches for 21 yards.
And I'm going to say DeMario Douglas.
That's correct. Two catches for 12 yards. And then don't forget, Jalen Polk, one catch for 6 yards.
Yeah.
But think about that. Think about that group. That's who they beat the Bengals with last year. And I'm not saying it's a huge upgrade, but let's face it, it's a much more well-rounded wide receiver group this year at this time than last year, week one.
Yeah. If whatever you think of Diggs, he's an upgrade over those two other guys. I think Pop Douglas is a better player now. So even the Pop Douglas in that group, because he'll probably start this week, is a better version of Pop Douglas.
And Booty should be as well.
And Booty, if the Kyle Williams people are right, maybe a month from now at the end of August, we're talking about, wow, Kyle Williams had a great, preseason action and showed that he's ready. We'll get up to some of that audio coming up.
I'll tell you what, he's shown a hell of a lot more in this camp than Jalen Polk did at this time last year.
Yes, there is definitely more upside. He's a little bit more uneven. Because there was, I don't know if you saw the drop on the sideline back shoulder throw
that
today.
That was a beautiful throw.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. I would have been so mad. I would have been so mad if I'm Drake May. I'm like, I can't put that ball anymore perfectly.
You know what? That is a throw you can't defend.
No.
You cannot defend that
throw.
The
only way it's incomplete is the way it was incomplete today.
If the
wide receiver drops the ball. And he did. But, yeah, Kyle Williams upside. This wide receiver core is better. The tight end core is going to be what they are. I'm not sure I go quite as deep as Ted there. I love Hunter Henry. I like Hooper. I'm not as sure on the other guys. I don't know.
Westover and Jaheim Bell are better than you think is my point.
I also don't know if it matters. Like, if we're talking about third tight end, if the first two are healthy, you probably don't really matter
like,
there.
I give much more credence to Gibson as your third running back than whoever your third tight end is going
to
be.
Before we go to break, though, we do need to acknowledge the sad breaking news out of Patriots camp that the fullback, Lumpy, whatever the hell it is, was placed on IR. I was so excited. We had 46 back playing fullback. It was like the days of James Devlin and Super Bowl wins and Sony Michel riding his back. They placed their only fullback on IR. I do wonder if they'll go out and look for another fullback. Josh likes fullbacks.
Yeah.
He had fullbacks here. He had fullbacks in Vegas. I wonder. And tying this whole segment full circle, I've always said I think Cole Strange could be an elite oversized fullback like the Ricard guy from Baltimore. Just this big, beastly, pulling guard-style fullback. So, Cole Strange, don't let them tell you I hate you. I think you could be a Pro Bowl fullback.
Well, I would really, really, really prefer he's a useful offensive lineman for this group, but I appreciate your optimism.
That's
in
a fair point.
Sense.
If he doesn't play O-line, now they got another big hole in the O-line.
I need five guys that can stand in front of my quarterback before I worry about who my fullback
is. I know you're at a crossroads for playing.
All right.
But what if you played fullback?
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons.
You would have liked that better.
We need to get to this Dan Orlovsky audio, which was one of the most over-the-top things I've heard about any team. And I don't know why he is just so excited about the Patriots and why he's saying something as ridiculous as he did. But
Peter Schrager would have been proud at this.
Peter Schrager would have been blushing at Dan Orlovsky's take on the Patriots. But they do rank very highly among NFL teams regarding their 25-year-old or younger players. Even that, though, I have to question the criteria.
Somehow.
How young and how good are the Patriots? Up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.